Blog Talk Radio.
It's just another day.
Everybody, everywhere. This is a new day, a day that we've never seen before, and a day that we will never see again. And I know somebody just probably said, we have Mondays every week. But we do, but not this Monday. This is a day that God has granted us that we'll never see again, and that we ought to be rejoiced and be glad in it. On yesterday, this is brought to you by the Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia, where I'm minister, and we had a wonderful service on yesterday, and we talked about, actually talked about, let there be no strife between me and thee, for we are brethren. And that's one of the passages, one of the lost passages in the Bible, Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17. And also Matthew 5, verse 23 through 24. I'll mention that to you again in just a few minutes. But anyway, welcome to the program. We've got some good news, and we've got some sad news in Cobb County, where Smyrna, Georgia is. We had two police officers that was ambushed last week. They went to a home to serve a warrant, and the people on the inside shot through the doors or shot some kind of way, killed both. And so yesterday we put our flag at the church at half mass to represent them. And I ride in a motorcycle group, and then sometime me and my son, we just ride along. And I've ridden in several officers' parades, or whatever you want to call it, to honor them. And on my vest, I know I got, I'm looking at it now, on my vest I got six pins where you ride and you pay and you they take you wherever. But we do have two fallen officers in Cobb County, and we want you to pray for their families because blue lives do matter. I know we talk about black lives and all other kind of lives, but with our police force, blue lives do matter. And so pray for them. One was in the 40s, and one was in the 30s, some pretty young man. And the disappointing thing about that is that one of them had been in the Army and had been in Afghanistan on two or three tours. And I don't know exactly how long a tour lasts, but here's the kicker to that is in that kind of war, you survive two tours over there, and I think he was in another tour or something, and then he comes home to Smyrna, Georgia, or in supposed to be a basically a climate, a safe climate, and then get killed in a fashion like that. That's just I can't find the words for that to survive two or three wars and then get killed on the street here in Georgia. But anyway, so that's the sad news that we have, is that we've lost two officers, police officers, and blue lives do matter. And I wish all the congregations, would put something on their billboards or on their machines that they have outside to indicate that you do support your local police officers, that you do support them. We're going to do it. In fact, we're putting it on our bulletin board, that blue lives matter. Now, as I said before, this is Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia. The other good news that I want to mention to you this morning is that the 36, I want you to go online, the latest of this on this program, and I'm trying to talk to you as slow as I can on this, the 36th Annual Ladies Lectureship Retreat will be here in Atlanta, Georgia, next year. It's set, it'll be next year here in Atlanta, Georgia. Go online and pull it up. Matter of fact, it will be April the 20th to the 23rd in 2023. You don't want to miss this program. This program travels all around, whatever they want to call it, southeast, northeast or something. And if you were to wait for this to come back to Atlanta, it would probably be another 15 or 20 years before it ever gets back to this area, because it moves around. Last year it was in Louisville, Kentucky, after the pandemic hit. And I don't think they had it for 2 years. They didn't have it for 2 years, but now it has come back. And so last year, the 25th was in Louisville, Kentucky. This in 2023, annual 36th Annual Ladies Lectureship Retreat will be here in Atlanta, Georgia. You don't want to miss it when it's this close, because it goes out in California and places like that where you probably, some of us just don't travel that distance and everything, but you don't want to miss this lectureship coming up. So go online, pull it up, see how much it costs for your registration. It'll be downtown. It'll be downtown in Atlanta Marriott Hotel is where it's going to be held, in Atlanta, Georgia, downtown at Atlanta Marriott. And theme of it will be Christian women living courageously. Christian women living courageously in a spiritual pandemic. You don't want to miss it. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14. You do not want to miss this latest. Get the word out. Go online. Pull it up. The 36th annual latest lectureship retreat will be held here. And they have like 3,000 or 4,000 ladies who attend that program, and it's coming out of the pandemic, and so you know how that's still going on. But my wife, she got her books and everything from this year where it was held for this year. Well, for our program this morning, as I said before, one of the lost passages or one of the very few used passages in the Bible is in. First of all, it's in Genesis 13, verses number 8, when the passage says, "And Abraham said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, because the bottom line is, for we be brethren." That's the passage that we use yesterday. But the lost passage, or the passage that we don't pay much attention to and would help us out a whole lot, in the Genesis 13, verse number 8, he says, "Let there be no strife between me and thee, for we be brethren." And, of course, we have a lot of family members, church members, and co-workers where we're having trouble with them every day, and some kind of way it needs to be solved through management, something of that sort. And this passage here is talking really somewhat about forgiveness. And I'll mention this again probably on Wednesday when I come on. It's talking about forgiveness. And let me just mention up front about forgiveness. Forgiveness won't always come your way. It won't always be reciprocated to you. But forgiveness means you need to forgive yourself or forget the situation so that you can move on. There are so many people who are living in the past, and I mean way in the past. Sometimes I'm talking to some members, and we'd be going down this story about what's going on in the life and why things are not going straight and everything. And I asked them, I said, how long was it ago that? Oh, they said, oh, that about 25, 30 years ago. And I'm thinking, but it's time for you to let that go so that you can move on. No, they're not going to come and tell you that they're sorry. No, they're not going to call you and tell you, you know, I made a mistake or it was my fault and all of those. Sit down on a piece of paper, all of them things that you think people ought to tell you so that you can clear up your situation. Let me tell you, it ain't going to work. Some kind of way you need to find some way in your own self, in your own space, to let it go so that you can move on. I've often said, and you know we've always had a big problem with this thing called marriage, divorce, and remarriage, and it's been a long while since I've heard some old-timey members or preachers bring it up. But what I say about that is if you divorce, let it go. Move on. Don't try to destroy some of your husband's old stuff, and don't try to destroy some of your wife's old things and that sort. Move on from that anger. It is a mistake. It is a mistake to live in a marriage situation where you inhale every day. You decide to get a divorce or separate or move to another town or whatever it is that you're trying to do to get away from each other, and then continue to live miserably. It don't make any sense. It don't make any sense for you to divorce one person that you can't stand, marry a person that you can stand, and you treat them like the one that you just left. Think about it. Be happy. Have a good second marriage. Have a good second relationship, whatever it is. Don't try to get even with the person that you just left, because that just brings about too much anger. And matter of fact, you're punishing the person that you claim that you love that you wouldn't have. And that's why, matter of fact, that's the reason why you all in the second marriage is having so many problems, because you can't get over the feelings that you had in the first one. And that's a sad situation. Don't leave hell and then go into hell again. Find some peace. Let it go. Turn it loose. Find some way that you can be happy in this next situation with your husband and with your children and things of that sort. And, I know he mistreated you, but you probably done a little something yourself. And so don't put 100% of the blame on the other person. You probably had at least 1 or 2% in that, and so own that 2% that you had in that marriage that actually caused it to break up, or that the straw that broke the camel's back. And probably there were several of you that got married that you shouldn't have married in the first place. Mama told you not to marry that joker, and your daddy told you not to marry that boy or that girl, whoever it was. And so you started off wrong. How was you expecting for it to end up right? And so that was the situation with that. You when you was dating in high school, and you call it your first love, or however it is, and you married your first love in high school and everything, you was always on again, off again, on again, off again, on again, off again. So finally you got married, and now you're still on again, off again. So how did you think all that was going to change? People, wake up, open up your eyes. You shouldn't have married him in the first place, but you were trying to defy your mama, you were trying to defy your daddy, and you were trying to defy the Bible from that standpoint, from people who really look into that kind of situation. So all my thing is this morning is for you to find some peace with yourself. Find some peace with yourself. If you divorced and you're single now, let those feelings go so that you can enjoy yourself when you go out to the park, or when you go to Amicalola Falls, or wherever you might, when you go on vacation. Don't take those feelings with you. And let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, for we be brethren. The song says angry words. Look that up in your songbook sometime. Angry words. And then the next one is take time to be holy. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And I know that he's coming again. Father, we thank you for this day, and we ask a special blessing upon the fallen officers up in Cobb County. Be with their families. Some left for wives and children behind. And continue to be with us some way, somehow. Help us to control our anger. That's what it's all about. Just this morning on the news, we heard about a guy who just killed his wife in the driveway here in Lovejoy, Georgia. The husband just killed his wife. It was yesterday. Come on, people. Let's some kind of way corral all of this angry. We got too many guns on the street, things of that sort. And Jesus wants us to live peacefully, not only with all men, but with our own families, with our own husbands, and with our own wives. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And we just hope that you have a super-duper rest of the week. Let it go. Let it go.